This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Now, in case you live in a cave, you probably already know that history was made last night at the NFL draft. The 6 quarterbacks were taken in the top 10. It's the first time ever that many have been taken in one big freaking swoop. 6 of the 10. Commanders, they took the second pick, Jaden Daniels, and I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. The first pick was Caleb Williams. He is out of Southern California. He goes to the Bears, but I do like the Commanders pick. Drake May was the third quarterback taken at number 3 out of North Carolina. McAfee, who had former Patriots coach Bill Belichick, among others on the broadcast that he was doing, asked Belichick what he thought of the Patriots selection, and it doesn't sound like Bill really liked it all that much.
What do you think about the player that they took in this new era?
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. You know, Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He does has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, you know, size and athleticism. But Josh Allen's a pretty special player now.
Yeah, he compares himself. I don't compare him to that. They picked a quarterback. They need a quarterback. Didn't say, I love this pick. The most shocking quarterback selection was the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. Nobody saw this coming. 8th overall pick, and the reason why this is surprising is because they just signed free agent Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $180 million deal with $100 million guaranteed and a no-trade clause.
Right.
You like that? You like that?
Well, actually, Kirk doesn't like that because Penix is what people believe is a starter in the NFL, and now he's going to be sitting the bench behind Cousins. So that applies some pressure on Cousins. But again, he's guaranteed $100 million. I don't know why the Falcons did that. This year's draft also marks the first time in NFL history no defensive players were called in the first 10 picks. The first one was taken at 15 by the Colts.
With the 15th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Laiatu Latu, defensive end, UCLA.
Great name.
Yeah.
The Dolphins also took a great name at 21. The Dolphins selected Chop Robinson. Got to like the Chop.
I like that.
He's defensive
especially
end out
for
of Penn
a
State.
Defensive player who's going to be in on a lot of sacks and tackles.
Yep. Chop Robinson. He chopped him down.
Hey, don't you get caught blocking the chop.
Yep.
The chop block.
Uh-oh, I think there's Carton Chop off. He took it in the chops. First-round draft grades are all over the internet. Everybody's making their draft grades. I got to be honest with you. I don't know enough to give everybody a grade, but I do know somebody that does, and that's my draft expert, Arthur Addington.
Grading the first round of the NFL draft is easy. I give the Bears, the Commanders, the Cardinals, and the Buccaneers an A. Every other team gets a B, except the Falcons, who get an F. They get the F for themselves hard. I mean, they really gave themselves the business. A good old-fashioned rogering of themselves. They are probably all walking funny this morning.
Now, in addition to Addington giving that great draft analysis from the first round,
yes.
I also asked him if he could let me know what he thought of Bill Belichick's performance.
Bill Belichick did not look comfortable. His facial expressions were akin to someone who ate at a Waffle House to ease constipation, but not realizing how fast the diarrhea would be exiting the body.
Yep. And I also asked him about Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee is tough to watch at times because he often appears to be filibustering himself. If I were there with Pat, I would say to him, "Hey, Pat, can you shut the f*** up for a minute so someone else could speak?"
That's excellent draft analysis. That's excellent draft analysis.
Spot on.
Got to thank Arthur Addington. The NFL draft will, of course, continue tonight, starting with round 2. A couple days ago, the Bears held a big press conference to announce their plans for a new stadium in which they're asking the city of Chicago, the citizens, to kick in $2.3 billion to help cover the $4.6 billion price tag. We have fallout from that press conference because the Bears, in addition to making the announcement, they brought in a well-known pastor from Chicago, Charlie E. Dates. And here's Charlie E. Dates praying. Now, keep in mind, Chicago is going to be asking people for $2.3 billion.
Your help today as we make progress, and I want to thank you for our mayor.
And praying. He's
raising up a young man with such a significant heart for our city. Thank you for the McCaskey family. Thank you for Kevin. And now we thank you for all of the people who will benefit by the Bears staying in Chicago. I don't know that you play football, but I am asking you to help us. Help us to win some games. Help us to get a Super Bowl here. Help us to play in the Super Bowl. And bring back the 1985 roaring, cheering
fans that's what God's
for your glory and for our good.
Yeah, as long as he says it's
and
God's
a more
glory.
Serious note for all the people who will work
it's
here, who will thrive here, who will come to experience significant family memories here. We give you glory and thanks.
Well, the bear is obviously wagging the dog because they wanted a minister there to help sell their $2.3 billion they're going to need from the citizens. And
what a
this
poop
is
show.
A huge mistake because people are outraged, including one sports talk guy, a guy named Lawrence Holmes, who was on 670 The Score. I'm just going to play you a few of his comments. Here you go.
I'm offended as a citizen of Chicago. I am offended for people who try to serve and worship a God that you're hoping shares his grace on the poor and the downtrodden.
Yep. He continues.
If we are going strictly from Scripture on this, that is not where you need to be today, Pastor. You don't need to be with the billionaires who are trying to take from the people of Chicago.
Yep, he's not done.
The fact that you thought it was a good idea tells me everything that I need to know about you and your relationship with Scripture, your parishioners, and God.
Here's one more.
This is ridiculous. What are we doing? I am so tired of people using God to put their hands in someone's pocket. This is the worst possible example of this. You are using the word of God to try and fleece the flock for billionaires.
Well, I guess behalf of billionaires. And that is, man, that's the nail.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, he told him.
He did.
He told him.
He did.
And there's outrage in Chicago because the people don't want to pay it. So I don't think this is going to happen.
There should be.
Michael Wilbon does a show with Tony Kornheiser that I love. Pardon the interruption.
Yeah, fabulous.
And at the end of the show yesterday, it was an anniversary for the former NBA player known as the Admiral, David Robinson.
Right.
Former Navy product.
Yeah.
Who played and won championships for the Spurs. And it was some kind of anniversary of some kind.
NBA.
NBA. No, I know NBA, but I mean, it was a specific, I forget what it was.
Oh, I'm just filling in that blank.
So, anyhow, Kornheiser setting Wilbon up and telling him about it. And then Wilbon brings up the fact that, Shaquille O'Neal, one of the great NBA players of our time, as well as David Robinson.
Right.
They have a beef. And Wilbon would like to straighten it out because these guys should not hate each other.
I know Shaq has talked about this. This is one of those kind of semi-beef things that bothers me. I think David Robinson didn't sign an autograph or something when Shaq was growing up in San Antonio area when he was a kid. And I understand, that would make me crazy too. When I was a kid, I'd hold it against him forever. But come on, those are two of the great players in NBA history, two of the important players. I love them both. I wish there was some way to just bridge it.
Yeah, he liked to bridge the gap. He liked to help these guys
make up. How lovely.
The problem is that last night on TNT, Ernie, being made aware of what Wilbon said, had to point out this.
Our friend Michael Wilbon.
Yes, the great Michael Wilbon.
He was referencing this whole thing with you and David Robinson, and he said, and I need to tell Wilbon that you made that story up. You need to tell him because you admitted you made that story up.
He admitted it once already on television.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Anytime we get to mention the great Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser, it's always a good stitches where I'm from, Ernie.
No, you've already admitted it on TV.
Well, it took him 25 years.
He didn't have to sign your autograph. He don't owe you nothing.
David, when I see you in San Antonio, me and you. Love you, Admiral.
They have no beef. He made it up.
Oh, my God.
And
why would he do that?
I don't know. Oh,
it's prime gaslighting.
I don't like David Robinson. When I was a kid, he wouldn't sign an autograph for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I was taller than he was. speaking of the NBA, the 76ers got 50 out of Joel Embiid last night in a 125-114 win over the Knicks. The Knicks still lead that first-round playoff series 2-1. The Orlando Magic, they're not disappearing just yet. Paolo Banchero, 31 points for him in a 121-83 win over the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. Cleveland still leads that one 2-1. And the Lakers are just about done. The Nuggets are up 3-0 after the Lakers lose again. 112-105 was the final. On the ice, the Hurricanes, they can advance real soon. They beat the Islanders yet again, 3-2. They're up 3-0. Panthers up 3-0 on the Lightning after beating them 5-3. Major League Baseball, Dodgers over the Nationals, A's over the Yankees, Guardians beat the Red Sox, Phillies shut out the Reds, Gwinnett Stripers over the Tides. Damn it, 1-0. That series continues tonight through the weekend, tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tomorrow night, the Admirals playoff series continues at Scope as they play against the... those guys, the Lions. If they don't win tomorrow night, there will be a game 6 on Sunday. But the Admirals are up 3-1 in that best of 7, and hopefully they can knock them out tomorrow night and rest up for the next round.
Yeah.
Full card of racing at Larry King Langley's Speedway. That is tomorrow night. Going to be
Larry King Law?
Larry King Law's Langley Speedway. Yeah. That's coming up tomorrow night. Always a good time. And here is your fun fact. Research shows that exercise positively impacts nearly every single cell in our bodies.
I totally believe that. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. You don't have to go crazy. Just do something.
Unless you have bad knees, Rick. Then that hurts.
QC Kinetics, Rod.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
I might have to try
Got
that.
Bad joint pain?
I got you. Bone on bone
I
problems.
Got a friend over there. Yeah.
I might have to give them a call.
You might have to
do that. QC Kinetics,
yes,
Rick?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to write this down.
Yes.
QC Kinetics.
757-914-PAIN.
Oh, you know the number off the top of your head. What is that again?
Do their commercials.
757-914-PAIN.
Pain, yes.
All right. Can I tell them you sent me?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
All right.
Please do. Although sometimes that backfires.
Oh.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
I'll say
with the rumble.
Well, how about I just go, I heard it on the radio.